As you take the river barge north of Jones Street past the San Antonio Museum of Art and round the bend, you come across the Museum Reach's most talked about installation. It's called FISH, fish.
So the idea just sprang into my mind of a school of fish that seems to be swimming underneath the highway.
New York artist Donald Lipsky's fish are probably the most photographed installation, too.
So I thought the idea of having this little teeny fish and having them 7 feet long would be terrific.
And lit from within.
Yeah, each fish has about 1,000 LEDs in it.
The daytime view reveals amazing detail in the fish, but the nighttime view adds a whole new dimension. Moving just past fish, we get to the single largest piece of art, Carlos Cortez's grotto. His installation is a massive concrete and rebar hulk with a faux tree trunk, multiple waterfalls, monstrous faces, religious imagery, inset benches, and a stairway that descends into it from street level. There's also a bus bench palapa on the other side of the river, providing shade and style to passersby and bus riders. The grotto overall is a welcome place for cool contemplation on the sunny walk. The last Museum Reach art overlooks the grotto on the Camden and Newell Street bridges. Artist George Schrader superheated steel, then pounded it into deceptively soft-looking wavy plant life.
I believe there was 23 panels on that bridge, and each one is a different plant.
Massive quantities of hand-shaped steel look down on the grotto from those bridges.
That was the idea, was to have these two bridges that are similar but different interpretations of water and plant life throughout the San Antonio River.
And thus the radio tour of the Museum Reach ends. We have many visuals at tpr.org. The Museum Reach cost the taxpaying public $65.6 million. Those tax dollars didn't fund the art that you see in the Museum Reach. That art, plus much of the Pearl Barge turnaround area and the lighting and landscaping on the Reach, was paid for by the San Antonio River Foundation. That's money raised from private donations. The foundation's nearly $12 million elevated the project from an attractive flood control one to the art-filled Museum Reach that we see today.
I think everybody then got the idea, oh, this is going to be terrific.
Former Mayor Phil Hardberger talking about the business community's response.
And I'm just so proud of San Antonio that we were able to do this.
Former Mayor Lila Cockrell.
It just makes me really happy.
River Oversight Committee co-chair Irby Hightower.
It's just so nice to see it being used. It's so nice to see how well it's maturing.
5 years ago, as the Museum Reach wound down, the city turned its attention towards the Mission Reach, a more ambitious and sweeping project, and now the San Pedro Springs restoration. Both endeavors are more expensive than the Museum Reach, and both have the objective of returning their water sources to a better time, albeit with many added improvements. As to the Museum Reach, it was a build it and they will come project. To the city's credit, come they did. They came, they built businesses, neighborhoods, and they put money back into the city's coffers. Sarah's Suzanne Scott.
The project has already paid for itself by the amount of economic development that it's spurred.
One can only hope that the lessons learned from the Museum Reach pay the kinds of dividends we want in subsequent development projects. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.